Hey, what's up, guys?
Bye.
Welcome to another episode of The Watchers. And what a better flipping flanging way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of getting right into Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jump right into it as I did last podcast. We are covering Deadpool, the series, the saga, if you will.
The trilogy.
Because now,
we'll be banging that third one.
We'll be banging that one.
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm ecstatic.
I'm stoked. Stoked to cover this one.
Yeah.
Stoked to cover the second.
Of course.
And come on. The third one is the most anticipated film of 2024.
I don't think anybody's even coming close to
Nobody.
It.
Nobody.
No.
No.
But, as Tyler just said.
Yes.
We are the Watchers.
We are the Watchers.
Marvel podcast. All things Marvel even.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking the movies. We're talking the shows. We're talking the specials. We're going to have comments, questions, and concerns. And maybe even answer a couple of your guys' questions.
Your guys' questions.
Maybe. We'll see.
Still haven't gotten a question, so still waiting on that.
That is very valid, yeah. People that like have questions, they'll just like DM.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, like that's cool, but
throw it in the comments. Yeah,
yeah, then we throw it up on the screen.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the last pod, over 300 views. 300 views, by the way. Shout out, y'all.
Thank you for that.
But we're going to jump right into this.
Jump right into it.
Obviously, we're going to do the facts and stats. So first, we're going to talk about the budget and the gross. So the budget, we're looking at $58 million, and the gross, which is insane to me, is $782 million. Quick pause, sorry, but that I did some quick maths, and trust it to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
Math isn't my strongest suit, but Endgame made about seven times their budget and their gross, right? Deadpool 1 made 13 times their money back. That's insane to me.
I would say that's a successful project right there.
I would have to say so. Well deserved for three movies, minimum.
And
God forbid we get more.
Now looking at the budget here, $58 million, I'm pretty sure Echo was in the 40 range.
I believe it was.
And it was the lowest budget for a Marvel project.
Correct.
What
was that, eight episodes, right?
Eight.
I believe they've all been eight, right?
Six.
Was it six?
Six episodes.
Yeah, I'm twisted. Why am I saying eight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, $58 million. And the way this film was,
I literally did not have a single qualm with visually of how it looked or
and
audio-wise or anything.
Honestly, so I want to talk about the beginning scene because it's talking about the budget here.
Yeah.
CGI is going to have a play. Okay?
Of course.
And you can kind of see CGI in the first scene.
Are you talking about the intro credits?
The intro credits.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
And I was thinking, I know, especially me, mm-hmm. I talk about CGI a lot.
Yes.
But the only reason I think I bring it up is because the project's not, the whole movie's not the greatest. And
not Deadpool, but in general.
Like, in general, like other projects.
Like Quantumania.
Quantumania, it's not good.
So,
I'm finding things easier to get mad at about the film, especially when their budget's over 200 and something million. Or
that's a big number.
Almost 300.
Big numbers.
Yeah.
This is insane.
This is $58 million.
Yeah.
And the movie was really good.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm going to have a problem with the CGI if the movie's
good.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
And I almost felt like that intro scene, obviously it's going to be pretty hard to have, that slow-mo effect. Like, a guy's not obviously getting hit a wedgie rolling through a flipping car.
Exactly.
So, obviously it's going to be easier to see cuts in slow-mo.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like maybe they almost did that on purpose as, a fun play.
I thought it was amazing.
But agreed. It looked great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I just wanted to say that
because
I know I have a lot of qualms with some
great word out of you.
Marvel projects about their CGI.
Yeah.
But I think it's a deeper meaning with them because the projects aren't good.
Correct.
Quantumania.
Terrible movie.
Love and Thunder. Thor Love and Thunder. Especially Thor Love and Thunder, actually. Now I'm thinking about, what's his name?
Korg?
Oh my gosh. Heimdall's son.
Oh.
With
Axel.
Axel with his portal.
Yes.
Yikers.
The floating head.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the facts.
I got some facts for the ladies and gentlemen in the audience. So the first one being that this was the highest grossing rated R film at the time of its releasing. It is now number fourth, number third being Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Number two being Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
And number one being Joker.
Well,
Joker is the only one that's hit $1 billion that's rated R.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Which is pretty hard. I mean, granted, this is 782, and I believe Deadpool 2, you'll see it in the next podcast, but I believe it's 785.
Yeah.
So which is pretty cool up there, neck and neck.
Yeah, Joker's the highest rated, but let's say in the next couple weeks or so, it's probably not going to be number one.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
I like that. I like that out of you. Next one being that Ryan Reynolds had a talk with Google during pitching all of this, and he actually pitched the idea of Dopinder, which is actually a tribute to someone that he knew back in elementary school that actually died from a lightning bolt. Which is crazy. And I fact-checked that. That's, like, a real thing. He's, like, talked about it.
That's crazy.
It's insane. Damn. Also, to know someone, have the memory of, like, someone you knew in elementary school.
Yeah.
After, like, this 2016, I don't know how old he is.
I mean.
That's, like, 70s or 80s for him.
I feel like you're always going to remember somebody dying.
That's so accurate. That's so I don't know when the guy died, though.
Okay, but like
if he died in elementary school,
that's, it's gonna re-spark the memory. Like, oh, I knew him in elementary school.
That's fair.
That's a crazy way to go.
That's crazy.
Thor really got triggered that day.
Oh yeah, he did.
You know,
yeah, he was like that guy down there.
Or like, it would maybe not triggered. Maybe he had a couple too much of Asgard.
The beer. Ale.
Yeah, you know, Asgard ale.
And then my last, actually, I got two more here.
Considered like a DUI in a way.
That's got that flying while intoxicated.
Yeah.
FUI? In the comics, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, that's a mouthful, is actually a telepath and a precognitive mutant. Her abilities were changed for the film due to the fact that the writers thought by having her explosive powers, it would fit more with the name.
It was a... I'll talk about it more. Interesting powers from her.
Definitely. So my guess is that she's like has the power to charge up the same amount of like energy as like a nuke.
That, I guess. Or I'm assuming if they want to go extreme, the sun.
Yeah, of course. It's X-Men, so
who knows? It's X-Men, yeah.
And then my last one here is that this was the eighth grossing film of 2016. Number one, Civil War. You got to give it to them. And they're $1.1 billion. You know what I'm talking about. Number two, Star Wars Rogue One, $1 billion. And then number three, Finding Dory, $1 billion.
Finding Dory, $1 billion. Wow.
It sure did.
I never watched it.
I haven't seen either.
You never, Finding Nemo? You never watched it?
No. Oh, I watched Shark Tale, which I feel like it's got to be like in the same realm, right? Will Smith, that baddie fish.
That was like
the Jamaican
fish
with like dreads.
What's that rabbit in that one movie?
Jessica Rabbit.
And, yeah, Jessica Rabbit.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd fuck that rabbit.
Okay, Jesus.
Only jokes here, guys.
Maybe out of that side.
Yeah, let's start here.
All right.
Act one.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Stoked.
All right.
I'm ready to get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen. The movie opens with Deadpool speaking with his friend and taxi driver, Dopinder, saying he has waited a long time to find the man to fix his face. Mm-hmm. We meet Ajax, a.k.a. Francis, doing a weapons deal, and we find out that he's a mutant. Deadpool tells us he had to rub Pulverine's nads to get his own movie before jumping down to attack Francis's goons.
Nice smooth criminals down under.
That's crazy. We meet Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead, who prep and go find Deadpool as he continues to slaughter the bad guys. Oh my god.
It's a great name. It's a full breath every time you say it.
It's
a great name.
We get a flashback to 2 years ago to see what Deadpool was like before he became Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Wilson was a merc for hire to protect the little guys after he served in the Special Forces member. We meet Vanessa, who sells her body for money as she approaches Wade, and they go on a date, which turns into a relationship. Wade proposes to Vanessa, then collapses, and we find out that he has late-stage cancer. Back to the present on the highway, Deadpool finds Francis and roughs him up. Going for the kick.
Yeah.
The crowd is silent.
Oh, I loved it. That was a great one.
Colossus and crew show up, and there is another flashback to Wade dealing with the grief of cancer.
I like how you did Colossus and crew.
Yeah, it's much better.
Can't say it again.
Nah, I'm over it. Wade meets a spooky-looking guy at the bar named Mr. Smith, who tells him they can cure Wade, but Wade blows him off.
Mm.
That evening, Wade leaves Vanessa as she sleeps as he doesn't want to ruin her life and meets up with Mr. Smith from the bar to see if they can actually cure him.
Mm.
That is going to be Act 1.
All right. Well, I wanted to start off this... Act one.
Yeah.
Great introduction, as I was talking about before, the budget.
Yep.
To the movie with the slow-mo credit scene. I'm pretty sure...
I have a fun little fact about that as well. I'm just peppering them in the whole podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, the reason why that they were able to let that go, that was actually originally a placeholder for the film. That was going to be changed into actual credits, but when they're doing test screenings with the people involved, they really liked it, and it definitely fit the movie well. And since it doesn't actually name anybody credible in the credits, they were able to let it fly. So that's why you'll see a lot of like curse words that we're not going to say quite yet.
Or funny names.
Funny names, just ridiculous things to say about the writers and the people.
Wolverine was somewhat in that credit scene, which was funny.
Yeah. Just like they let everything fly and they couldn't get in trouble pretty much, which was actually, I thought that was kind of a fun little thing. And it fits
I'm happy
so
they
well.
Kept it in.
Me
I'm
too.
Very happy. Ryan Reynolds, I believe, falls in the same class with RDJ and Hugh Jackman for actors born for a role.
Can I toss another one in there potentially?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I might also take Cap as Steve Rogers. I don't know if there's another person that could have done Steve Rogers like that.
For sure. I mean, honestly, you could say Black Widow.
Now I could have seen someone else as Black Widow,
I think. Yeah. I was just trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, I appreciate it, but
Jeremy Renner. Hawkeye, no, I can see somebody definitely playing those.
I can see someone else doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I would give...
Thor, maybe. I don't hate the Thor, but also, like, I don't know. I don't love it either.
Tom Hiddleston.
That's a pretty good one. You know who's not? Jonathan Majors is Kang. But for sure, the two that you most definitely listed, and including
I
Ryan Reynolds.
I literally could not imagine anybody else playing Deadpool.
I agree.
And, I mean, Cap too, Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
Especially just Steve Rogers.
Yeah, him as Steve Rogers.
People can play Captain America.
Correct.
Like Sam Wilson.
And he's, so far,
excited
I think...
to talk about that, actually.
Agreed. And I think he's doing a phenomenal job, personally.
He's doing a phenomenal
so
job.
So far, that we've seen.
One of my favorite characteristics... characteristic things that Deadpool's character does is his fourth wall breaks.
Absolutely.
Oh, hello. I know, right?
I think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just talking to the audience. I love it.
Like, knowing he's being watched, like, it's being filmed. It's a really cool touch.
Like, when he's talking about how he got, like, how are we able to make this movie, you know, like...
Or like when he straightened the blood out.
Yeah.
So you may have remembered her.
Fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break.
What is that, 16 walls?
I thought that was so great. Yeah. You have a woman crush, and that is Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Brie Larson.
Absolutely.
This is actually, I wish I didn't say the actor's name, actress's name, sorry. Because I actually don't know her name.
Oof.
But Vanessa in this movie. Wow, what a woman.
The good news? Impost, I'm sure we'll throw her name up there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll also slide an email toward her.
She's a very sexy tang.
A little tang?
A little tang.
Yeah. She's fun. Yeah. I really haven't seen her. She doesn't pop up in my mind of any other movies I've, like, recognized her in.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just being
I've
a little bit of a...
I've seen her in a couple. I can't put a name to them. But,
She killed it in this movie.
Their chemistry is very good.
Very, very good.
Really play off each other very well.
Yeah. Great cat.
Rough childhood moments.
Oh, so you had a dishwasher. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's so good.
Uncles. That was like, oof.
And they did rounds. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, I love how practical they made the Deadpool suit.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to Ryan Reynolds. Almost said Gosling there.
Almost.
To getting into fantastic shape for this movie. He's usually in pretty good shape, as always.
I have another fun fact about that.
Let's hear it.
They actually had a liner in there for muscle to, like, make him yoked, but he was already so fit they had to take it out because they made him look bulky.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And also, he took the suit home, didn't ask, but just, like, took it, and then Fox found out, and they're like, let him keep it.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of do that with Chris Hemsworth. He said he has, like, four hammers.
Yeah, he's got
a Stormbreaker. He's got a couple.
He's got a lot of Mjolnirs.
Mjolnirs.
To the point where I think he said, like, my wife won't let me take any more home.
Yeah, but, like, I really hope he was able to take the broken one.
Oh, I hope.
Because that one was unbelievable. It could just be all CGI, though, if you really think about it.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Actually, when Hela broke it, and it's just, like, in pieces on the ground, that might not have been CGI. I wouldn't put it past Marvel to CGI that, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I love how Deadpool is like an R-rated Spider-Man with his battle dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Something I hope Tom Holland Spider-Man will do more in his future movies. Not, obviously, R-rated.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, that would be cool, too. But
I mean, kudos to the Russo brothers for giving comic accuracy about Civil War. Because that was the most I've ever seen him with his character dialogue.
Yep. And he is very much like that.
See little glimpses of it with Spider-Man Homecoming when they're at the bank scene.
Yep.
Spider-Man Far From Home when it's the London Bridge, but it's not as much as I would want to see. Andrew Garfield,
definitely
bring this out here, but Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, definitely.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Oh, no, not the knife.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing he did, all of it, and all of his movies.
And Tobey Maguire sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's very minuscule.
Yeah, it was more of when he was like Venom that he was spewing.
Yeah.
But I actually, just to kind of tag onto that, is I had something very similar, which is just like how much he talks. It reminded me of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Of Civil War, when we get introduced, mm-hmm. when Falcon's like, hey, you know, there's not this much talking during a fight, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, sorry. Which I thought was good. Cool.
And
yeah.
then he's like, oh, you have a metal arm?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I love that.
I think
that
you
scene.
Missed this.
Yeah.
God, that movie's so good.
That's a great movie.
I may just run it just
have
for fun.
We've covered that, right?
We covered all the caps.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. It's been a while. So that was
been
like
a while.
The red overlay, I'm pretty sure.
That might have been.
Red overlay. So that was way back in the day.
Maybe. I'll have to take a peek-see.
Yeah. And then I wanted to talk about, I have a question. I never understood the Wade shitting in the so-called kitty litter.
Yes.
In the guy's bathroom.
Yes.
But it wasn't.
Because it doesn't have a cat.
It doesn't have a cat.
Yes.
So what did he shit in? Maybe you guys know. I have no idea what that answer is. Maybe it just blew right past me. But
So I did find something online.
Okay.
I mean, this is not, there's no real concrete evidence to this. I kind of understand where they're coming from and I can understand it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read their question, which is very similar to yours, and then I'll give you what they wrote.
Yeah.
Which is, when Wade went to go threaten the pizza guy, but the owner of the apartment wouldn't shut up, so he threatens to kill his cat, but the guy doesn't have a cat, so Wade takes a moment to ponder on whose kitty litter he shat in. Mm. What is the kitty litter that he's talking about if there's no cat? And the most upvoted comment, you're looking at 1,200 updutes even. Okay. They said, I think it was just meant to throw the person off / confuse them to give Wade the upper hand again. Which kind of is like a power play.
Yeah.
So I kind of see
it. Very creative way to do that.
Agreed.
But
agreed.
Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool, is one
witty.
For those. Yeah.
Yes. Agreed. Witty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's a decent. I mean, I'm.
Marina Bakarin. That's your.
Shout out the redhead guy.
No, that's Vanessa.
Oh. Hey, Marina. How's it going? Call me. But I wanted to...
Rady Guy is a crazy mutant.
Okay.
So,
crazy.
It fits.
I mean, I'm happy with that answer.
I think it works.
Yeah.
I
wish
I think
was
it was just like
meaning
a...
to it.
Yeah.
But I understand it.
Yeah. It was a great dialogue, though.
It was a really good dialogue.
Or like, when he goes to hand him the pizza, and then he just slips it out of his hand.
That's so good. just
and the guy's face is like... Oh.
Yeah, it just flops. It's so good.
So funny. Is that what you have for Act 1? Or do you got more?
I think... I'm trying to think. I know I talked about the...
That's okay.
I think I know where I have to stop. I think I have two more.
Okay, perfect. I apologize.
I love the subtle jabs...
Oh, yep.
...that Ryan Reynolds takes at his old movies.
I'm actually going to piggyback off this.
Yeah, like Wolverine Origins.
Yep.
And Green Lantern.
Yes.
And then can I just throw my final thought before you tag along?
Throw all of them.
Green Lantern was the last thing of that sentence.
Yeah.
This might be a hot take for you guys at home or for him. I'm not sure. I really don't think Green Lantern was that bad of a film.
I don't think it was either. I think when he was wearing the mask, it didn't look great.
It looked not. It did. Did
but
not
the
look
suit,
good.
I actually really enjoyed.
Really
I
good.
Thought it was really cool. I actually don't hate. I'm not a hater of that movie. I thought it was pretty
either.
Cool. I think
I
it's funny.
A
that,
sequel. I
agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Unfortunately, Ryan Reynolds says Deadpool is the last superhero movie or super person movie he's ever going to play in.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Once you find your home, you find your home.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see RDJ playing anything else.
Yeah.
That'd just be weird.
But I'm speaking of that, I know you're going to tag along, but now we're talking about the characters. I need to see Chris Evans as Johnny Storm.
That would be awesome.
Like, as a joke. Like,
yeah.
I'm hoping.
I hope we see that.
In Deadpool, but
yeah.
That's an absolute shot.
I don't know if it is.
If it is,
they
it's
said
be
that
great.
They have a lot of cameos.
I mean, they tried to get Robert Downey.
Yeah,
and that didn't work.
That we
maybe.
Know of. That could have been a ploy in and of itself.
Yeah, and there's been some breakdowns. There is some. I think one of the cars has an Iron Man
mm-hmm.
logo on it. So
mm-hmm.
you never know.
That's what I'm saying.
You never know.
And I hope it's
could
not
Tom
Cruise.
Cruise.
I will hate it. That movie will literally be a 4 for me.
Well, if it's like they're making a joke out of it, I feel like it. Okay.
We've already got Harry Styles in a movie. I don't need a Tom Cruise in this universe.
I mean, he might not even come back, but because Eternals is.
But piggyback off of that, I just kind of also really enjoyed the pop culture references that he uses throughout this entire film. The Green Lantern bit, the Captain Deadpool, kind of like a nod towards Captain America. The Alien movie bit I thought was awesome. And the fact that the production company can only afford two X-Men.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, all great.
And I'm pretty sure in Deadpool 2 we see the cast of like the new X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. I love the shots he throws at like Fox and Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. And I'm very excited for what the shots he's going to throw at Disney and Marvel. Especially Disney.
So much. There's got to be so much at Disney.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Also,
so excited.
Fun fact again about this is that not everyone at Disney knew what pegging was, but Kevin Feige did. So he had to explain to everybody at Disney what pegging was from this movie during the International Women's Day.
Oh.
When they were doing the lay down dance.
Yeah, yeah. I did enjoy those scenes, especially because Vanessa was in it.
That would make sense.
Yeah, but... Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, it was crazy. That's crazy.
Year of the Dog. so good. But those are my points for Act 1.
Okay. Right on.
We'll
skim through mine because I'll be honest, guys.
Short and sweet.
They're all the acts. They're all really short and sweet.
Yeah.
It's just hard. This movie's not canon, so I can't be like, oh, this means for this or anything.
Yeah.
But the entire soundtrack does not make any sense in this film. It works really, really well, is even more insane. Great nod to the writers and everybody that worked on this film for more than just that. But it makes it, wham. Why is wham in this movie?
It's so good.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
Never gonna dance again. and then the coat that Wade Wilson wears, the flannel with the wool exposed.
Yeah, the red
flannel. Oh, I need that. Yeah. I need that, actually.
It's a good look.
I'm going to actually need to purchase.
I'm sure you'll find it if you search Wade
Wilson
red
wool
flannel.
Coat.
Yeah, wool coat, yeah.
Another weird one that it's really odd after everything that happened after this movie, but it's really weird to see T.J. Miller and Ryan Reynolds share the screen because after this movie came out, T.J. Miller had some interesting things to say about him. After the movie wrapped,
what's your take on that?
They've settled a debut, or they've settled it.
Yeah,
everything's fine with them, which is fine. But I just don't feel like it's anybody's place on a set to say, like, because I mean, T.J. Miller was pretty much just like he was being a douchebag on set.
Yeah.
He wasn't being very nice to the people. But also, from my understanding, T.J. Miller has done very, very minimal acting compared to
Ryan Reynolds.
And so I imagine Ryan Reynolds just knows how to get people's attention and like, hey, we do need to reshoot this.
Yeah.
It can be better. Let's make it
better.
I
mean, like, if you think about it, like Joaquin Phoenix, when he plays Joker, he's always in character. Joaquin Phoenix, he plays the Joker. And I'm pretty sure I watched a video or like behind the scenes of that film, and he doesn't break character. So
he's very much a method actor.
Probably gonna be
kind of like that,
a dick on set.
Absolutely.
Maybe Ryan Reynolds plays that same kind of thing. Jared Leto I know does that.
Yep. I know Edward Norton's gotten caught. That's why he's no longer in Marvel.
Yeah,
is because he's a little bit more controlling.
Yeah.
I just feel like Ryan Reynolds is just like, yo, let's run it again.
I could see him.
Also, T.J. Miller got blown up aggressively in Transformers because he's hell to work with, apparently. It's what Michael Bay said.
Yeah.
So they spent like 3 minutes just hitting every angle of him blowing up.
Mm.
So maybe he might be jealous. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't really put a good take on it
because
I like both actors. So
yeah. I mean, T.J. Miller is also a great comedian. So.
Yeah. He's very funny in this movie.
Yes. Very, very funny. and then a nice little Easter egg, which is actually cool. We're seeing it in fruition now in Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
But did you guys notice that when Vanessa and Wade are at the bar and they go to cash in the tickets, there's actually a plushy dog in a Deadpool suit hanging up that could have been bought?
I didn't see that, but that's really cool.
Obviously referencing Dogpool.
Yeah.
Which now we see in Deadpool 3, which
and
is kind of a fun
what
line.
Were you saying? He's on the red carpet right now?
She's on the red carpet and like a part of like the whole like, question and answer thing. Like someone even put like a mic to her and it's just tongue out to the side.
Ugly dog. But hey,
yeah,
probably getting a bag of dog food,
probably, or the
high
owner
quality
is.
Dog food.
None of that I can't even think of a dog food.
Yeah, but it can't really, you know, help them out
no
that much.
No,
internally, yeah, externally, Fuck no.
No. Put a mask on it. They do. Wade. That is fair. Wade makes a great analogy of life, saying that it's like an endless series of train wrecks with commercial-sized breaks of happiness. And I honestly think that summarizes life really, really well.
Yeah, it is a great...
It is this up and down all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great way of putting it. Till this day, I still reference, I sense clowns. Are you clowning?
Are you clowning?
I sense clowns.
I sense clowns.
It's so funny to me. And my last one to wrap it up is, I just wish I was half as witty as Wade Wilson.
That's
great. My life would just be impeccable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love, I don't know why I thought of this scene. I'm witty. I don't know how this correlates at all, but when he's like first entering into the mercenary bar, I forgot what it's called. He sees like
Saint something.
He sees a guy walking on the sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah,
like getting out of the bar. And
yeah.
What is it? Nut tap? Taps him. I don't even know why.
Yeah. Sack tap.
Sack tap. Yeah.
And he flicks the guy. Yeah. He's like, "Frick you, the blow job." Yeah, that's a good one.
That's great. Yeah. That's so good.
We made MC Baby take one of those at B-Dubs.
Mm, that's nice.
Took it like a champ.
Is it raw? Is it taste good?
No, it tastes great. Yeah.
I bet it's tasty.
But you can't take it with your hands.
Yeah, you got to do it
with
your mouth.
Straight mouth.
Pause, no Diddy.
I mean, if you're with Diddy, there's a lot of Diddy involved. But for the beverage.
Yeah, for the beverage.
Anyway.
Act two.
Act two,
ladies and gentlemen.
Bada bing, bada
boom. Talking about blowjobs here.
For now.
All right. Act two. Back on the highway. Colossus distracts Deadpool, and Francis is able to escape.
Escape. Oh, that's a great scene.
That's so good. after a short flight, which left Deadpool with two broken hands and a broken foot, he saws his arm off to escape Colossus.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen 127 Hours? Spoilers!
Oh, the money shot, baby.
that's so good.
Back with Wade. We enter an unsanitary facility to cure his cancer, where we meet Angel, Francis's duo.
Correct.
Francis injects Wade with a serum, which will unlock any mutant DNA in his body, but they had to torture him until it comes out. The torture scenes are crazy.
Correct. I was just about to make a statement about that. I've noticed, in post, I say correct 4 dozen times an episode. That's on me. I'm going to try to change that up.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, but that's like, okay. Or, every time you say something like, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Correct.
100%.
Agreed.
It's ridiculous. Continue. I apologize.
After being unsuccessful and getting infuriated with Wade, Francis puts Wade into an oxygen deprivation tank.
Correct.
Sorry, guys. To stimulate suffocating for a weekend. That's...
miserable.
He's not going to need sleep, right? There's no way.
Low-key, he might. Your heart rate slows down because you're not getting enough oxygen, which would help you maybe fall asleep.
Like your body just falls asleep while
because of your lack of oxygen?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, that's what happens when you pass out. Yeah. When you get knocked out, lack of oxygen.
That is it.
Awful.
I don't even know. I don't even want to know what that feels like.
I could choke you out. For funsies. It's awful.
That's rough.
It's so bad.
Anyways.
Yes.
After a while, the mutant gene is activated. Francis tells Wade that he could fix his side effects, but he doesn't want to, then keeps him in the tank for fun.
That's sadistical.
Come on, Francis. That's a crazy name, by the way.
Yeah. He got his name from the dish.
Yes. So good. Wade creates an explosion and attacks Francis, but Wade is stabbed through the floor inside of a burning building. I feel bad for his homie, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Cunningham?
I really wish we...
A little development. Like, yeah, if he was part of the team on Deadpool 2, it would have been awesome. Because
you don't know if he...
Yeah, his mutant gene could have been activated.
Yeah, you don't know if he died.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a theory that he could have died.
Yeah. But... what if he's Bob and just healthy now?
Yeah, that would have been crazy. Too. And I felt bad because he's wanted to make some buttermilk pancakes for his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also receive...
Oh.
Something steamer, right?
Gosh, I forgot. Was it a dishwasher?
No. Oh, he wanted to receive a Cleveland steamer.
Steamer.
From, do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's a
gross thing. It's like a dump on the chest type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. It's really something funny. Like that.
Yeah. Wade survives the fire and being stabbed and realizes he's immortal. I didn't get the cure to L cancer. I got the cure to L everything.
I didn't just get the cure to L cancer. I got the cure to L everything.
Wade can't build the courage to speak with Vanessa, so he speaks with Weasel, the bartender. And after seeing Wade's face, he understands why. Can't wait to get to that part.
Me too.
Wade creates his suit and begins to kill all known associates of Francis until someone gives him up.
Bang.
Wade finds Mr. Smith and gives up Francis's location. This little piggy.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
God, that movie is so good.
It's so good.
So good.
So good.
All right. Well, my act two is really short.
Okay.
We find out that Francis's powers are that he has insane reflexes and he no longer feels pain.
Yeah.
He bends a 1-inch minimum piece of rebar.
Yeah.
So Wade cannot escape because that's what he gets stabbed with in the burning building.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else to that for sure. And just to add on to that, you're telling me that Francis's powers don't include healing or immortality, but doesn't die when he is stabbed through the torso and drives all the way back to his compound.
Yeah. It is really interesting. And then, like,
also on his left side, that's where his heart is.
He's a strong lad.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he comes down and puts away that fire, he's yoked.
That bar is very...
Yeah. It's straight steel.
Straight steel.
Yeah.
You gotta have some super strength, at least. I'm assuming.
That's what you put in concrete to make it stronger.
I think it's kind of like a known thing for mutants. Like, you're just...
They're stronger.
You're just stronger.
Yeah.
But
why are you even saying Angel has super strength then? Like, if that's the only thing she got, she didn't really get much.
Yeah. Very super strength?
I guess. Like, if that's what your name is.
She was toe-to-toe with Colossus.
Yeah, that's crazy, too.
The nut shot was crazy.
Yeah, that was mad disrespectful. I thought he was a polite man.
Very gentleman thing to say.
Oh, no, the right side.
Yeah.
And actually, I just realized, because we've already touched on my second point, that is all I have for acting.
Okay.
Which was just the pop culture thing. So
nice. Well, to my points.
Yes.
When we get to the scene where, I mean, Wade finds out that he's dying of cancer. And we kind of see the...
L-cancer.
L-cancer. Finally sees the effects. We kind of see the effects of him
dying
from cancer.
Correct.
He's at the bar. He talks to Weasel.
Yeah.
And I love the part when he's, like, talking to him, and Weasel gives him the contact card of AKA Agent Smith. Jared, I think, is his real name.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't know, it might further the plot.
Yeah.
This whole movie.
It's just telling the audience, like, this is the next thing.
What to expect. Yeah. Like, those little fourth wall breaks are so good.
Yeah. That was great.
How is he able to scream in that tank? I know there's some times where he has oxygen, but it's like...
My only guess is that, like, he used, like, what he had left. Yeah. That's not an intelligent move.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never been in one of those.
Just thought of this, actually. Because he started screaming after his mutation occurred.
Yeah.
So maybe he helped him out a little bit.
It could have.
He's still suffering. But he was a lot more chiller. Maybe he's getting used to it.
Probably.
Yeah.
And
he's probably feeling a lot better. Because his cancer was cured.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, oh, okay, this is it.
I'm kind of chilling.
Yeah.
Like, the pain of cancer goes away, and then we're kind of fine. I did see...
Doesn't matter. He didn't die, by the way, in that all those torture scenes. Because he's...
I mean, ex-special forces, I imagine you kind of...
Yeah, but you have cancer everywhere in your body. That's probably not the greatest...
Definitely making you a lot weaker.
Yeah.
And he's getting electrocuted while getting beat up.
Like a super crazy cold plunge. It's a nice for the moment.
When he's getting dunked?
No, he's in a tub of
looks like oil.
There's a scene where he's in frozen water.
Oh, yeah. But he's like shivering. Yeah, I forgot about that one. I was going to say, he's like getting dunked in oil.
I wonder how long he's in there for. Probably.
I could use one of those right now for, I don't know, the rest of the weekend. By the way, guys, it's, I don't know. I checked the temperature before we started recording. It was 84 degrees in where we're at right now.
We don't have AC.
Inside the home. Inside the home, it's 84.
I have an AC unit. Yes. I mean, it helps out a lot. His room.
Oh, you could cook an egg.
Is rough. It's.
So if my face looks extra shiny, I didn't put any product on. That's sweat.
It's hit 100 here, and it's been 100 degrees.
Oh, it's easily 104 in my room with my PC going and everything.
Yeah.
Just my body heat.
Yeah. I mean, my room's not even 60. Like, it's, I have it at 60.
Oh, yeah.
But it's at least.
I thought you were about to say, it's not even at 60. It's like 52. No, I'm like, all right, we're fist fighting.
Unbelievable.
Need that.
It's probably a low 80.
Which is still miserable.
It's still miserable. But it's doable in a way.
Yeah.
Anyways. Where did I even leave off?
The card.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You kind of just went off on a little tangy.
Yeah, a little tangy-tange.
Oh, it was actually the scream in the tank.
It was. I apologize.
Him spitting the match in his hand and also sparking the match with his hand is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And big you actually moves. Let me know that that can be achievable.
Absolutely. You get those like strike anywhere matches and you, it's hard to believe it.
Yeah.
You stretch them anywhere.
Yeah.
I said scratch. That was on me. But you can, like, I've done them, like, off my, like, leg.
That's, really?
Yeah. You just, like, any, like, you, it's more of, like, a friction thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah. It's really
little matcher riz.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you, like, light and toss at the same time. Yeah. Light a campfire where you're out camping with a couple broads and all.
Yeah. The ladies are like, whoa.
Oh, a couple of flowers while you're doing it.
The ladies are like, how'd you do that? I'm him.
I'm just him. I'm him. Him, right there. Or him.
Timothy Jr. II.
Or him.
Or him, or him, or him.
Yeah.
Or him.
Yeah.
Or him. Or him.
Or her.
Or her.
Yeah. Or any
they.
Of them.
Or they.
Thems, even.
Wes was a, sorry, Wes. Weasel was a real one for letting Wade know that he looks like shit.
I feel like you could have ended it there. Like, if you looked like that, I wouldn't necessarily, like, make a joke about it like he did.
I would appreciate it.
Then I will.
Yeah. Because he's like the avocado.
I had sex with an older, uglier avocado.
And it was... hate fucking.
Yeah.
Like there's something wrong with their relationship. That was the only thing.
The only thing they could cope with.
That's so good. How do you even think
it was
it looked like an avocado.
It's like a ball sack with teeth. Which I think is a lot more accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
To an extent. My
he looks like I forgot that there's a horror movie, but he looks like
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. He looks way more like
Freddy. He says it in the movie
it
as
says
well.
It in the movie.
Yeah.
But, that would
star
have been...
your own horror film. Yeah. Kill Francis. What? What did you say?
I like the scene where the guy shoots Deadpool when he's wearing an all-white fit and he actually runs.
Yeah.
So some real-world accuracy here.
Because
I think I've been talking about this. I forgot what movie or episode we were talking about this. But they keep shooting.
First Avengers, when Loki comes in.
Yeah.
And I remember I asked you, I was like, would you just keep shooting?
Yeah.
Or...
So it's not going to help keep shooting.
Correct.
He ran away, so kudos to the writing team there.
Yeah, another reason why they're just the real
heroes. I like how he wore an all-white fit, and then the red
he kind of moved on. Yeah.
And then he finally wore all the red. I like the little connection there.
Yeah.
And I think... Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
My favorite scene in this movie...
Oh.
The Zamboni scene is fucking amazing. That is comedy gold.
You're gonna die. By a Zamboni.
Tell me where your boss is. Are you gonna die in 5 minutes? So, so good.
And then even when it goes back to the corkboard, it's just Zamboni guy.
But that is all my points for Act 2.
Perfect.
I'm ready for Act 3. Let's get right into it. Quiet.
All right. We are all caught up, so then we fast forward to when Deadpool escapes Colossus.
Yes.
Deadpool goes home to heal up, and we meet his roommate, Blind Al.
Mm-hmm.
Francis shows up to his compound and gets patched up by Angel, and they figure out a way to kill Deadpool once and for all. Francis and his group head to the bar and speak with Weasel when they find a Polaroid of Wade and Vanessa, so they track down Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Weasel and Wade head to the strip club to find Vanessa, but Francis gets to her first, and he kidnaps her. Wade realizes that she was kidnapped and heads home to grab all of his guns and to express his frustration.
Yeah.
Find it. I'm going to get angry. Find it. Dude, that's
I'd be
when
scared
I get triggered.
If I was Weasel.
When I get triggered like that and something like that happens, that's literally me.
But
like,
I'd
get it. Yeah.
I'd be scared if I was Weasel.
Oh, yeah.
It's a super soldier.
Yeah.
As a superhero at that point. Like, yeah. Dude, okay, I get you're mad, but I'm your friend.
Cool it, please.
I am your friend.
Yeah. He meets up with Francis at the scrapyard to finally finish what they've started. Angel drops down, starts to fight. Dude, this doesn't make any sense. So I'm just going to wing it here. Angel drops down and starts fighting Colossus, so Negasonic Teenage Warhead blasts her away.
Yeah.
Jesus. Deadpool kills all the guards and gets Francis' attention, then gets a boost up to the top of the ship so they can fight. Francis puts Vanessa in an oxygen deprivation tank, which makes Deadpool worried, so he throws a sword at it so she can breathe. Hmm. Angel starts choking Colossus, so Negasonic Teenage Warhead causes a big explosion to save them, but accidentally makes the ship unstable, causing everything to slide off, including Francis.
We don't get her name in the first movie, right?
No.
I think we get it in the second
movie. I hope
we do.
I know we get, is it Kimiko?
Kimiko. Hi, Kimiko. No.
No, because that's the boys.
It's not Kimiko, but it's close.
It's, yeah.
Oh, what is it? Because he's... Bye, Wade.
Yeah. Oh, I love their little duo. Yeah. They're so cute. And he's like yelling at her, and then he's like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hi, Wade. Wade is able to help Vanessa get down safely using one of the tanks and throwing her off. Mm. Francis attacks Deadpool again, but he quickly gets the upper hand and pulls out a gun. But yeah. Colossus tries to convince Deadpool not to kill Francis. Mm. 4 or 5 moments. That's all it takes. Deadpool kills him anyway. Thank you. I practice on my Russian. Deadpool does it anyway and kisses Vanessa as the movie ends. End credits scene. Mm. Deadpool is wondering why we're still there watching since the movie's over.
Then he realizes
that we want a sneak peek into Deadpool 2, and he tells us that Cable's going to be in it.
Yeah.
There's no casting yet, though. That's the movie.
Great job. Great act one. Great film.
Great act one, huh?
Great act three.
I mean, it was an all right act one, I guess. phenomenal. Great movie.
Great
Jesus.
Movie. What a great... We're saying a lot of greats here.
Great.
Great, great, great. But this one's well-deserved.
Absolutely.
Great Stanley cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Dude is a DJ at a strip club.
Give it up for Chastity.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That more guy. Like irony, am I right?
I love when... I love when we see Deadpool step out of the car and you see the gun bag in the front seat, knowing that that's going to come up. He's like, mother.
Yep, just like it did in the first.
Yeah. I just like how they put that detail in.
That was nice.
Him spelling... Oh, actually, sorry. Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I said has the weirdest powers, also has the weirdest name. But
I love the name.
It's a lot. But she does have the weirdest powers.
Yeah.
We kind of already talked about
it. Kind of talked on it, but...
It's just like... It's kind of reminding me of like Sonic the Hedgehog for some reason.
How?
Because you know when he like runs,
just spins really fast.
Yeah, but you know when he runs or whatever, he's got that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She kind of has this little,
yeah,
somewhat of the same effect. I don't know. But she like only
it's
way
like
she
charges.
Can fight is for doing this.
Yeah,
like taking a shit.
I was about to say the same thing. it is odd. Useful.
Very. I mean, especially when Colossus is about to get choked out.
Which is crazy.
Threw a nuke over there.
Just lobbing something.
Somehow knew that Colossus would survive. And both of them, metal, technically, would survive.
Yeah. I think it was just like, yeah. They're that, like, meaty, you know what I'm saying? I think it was just like, knock her off balance.
Yeah.
Get Colossus out.
That's true.
And then he probably, without us noting, just like, knocked her out, because then he's carrying both as the ship's moving.
That's true.
We must run. Breakfast is most important meal of day.
Protein bar.
Makes bones strong.
Deadpool might... I can't say it. I can't say it in a Russian accent. But he says, Deadpool might try to break you.
Oh, yeah. God, I love that.
Yeah. Him spelling out... Deadpool spelling out Francis with the dead bodies was very tough.
The whole running joke of this entire movie is just Ajax asking Deadpool... What's my name?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to fucking spell it out for you.
Yeah. But right before he spells it out,
he's
about to kill the last dude.
Yeah.
He's like, stops his story. He's like, Bob? Wait? TGI Friday.
Jacksonville.
Wow. How's it going? I am happy he knocked him out. He's alive.
Too. Yeah. That's all right.
He'll wake up.
Yeah.
And he's like,
it's like a John. Have you seen John Wick?
I've seen the first one.
I think it's in the first one when he like goes to the bar and then John Wick meets like this big guy. He's like, hey.
Yes.
And he's I think it's time you take the rest of the night off. And he's like, yep.
Yeah. But it'd be kind of crazy. Like you woke up and you're like, damn, I was used to spell out somebody's name. That's kind of crazy.
You're just surrounded by dead bodies that are decapitated.
Yeah. And it's just Francis. And he doesn't know who the fuck Francis is.
Yeah, he would know him as Ajax.
He'd know him Ajax.
That'd be rough.
That's a little trauma.
Right there. Oh, but therapy.
You met Wade.
BetterHelp. Just kidding, not an ad. Don't use BetterHelp. It's not good.
Hey, don't say that.
No, they're not licensed therapists. So like.
Yeah, but you know.
I can sign up and just listen to someone's problem.
It could be a sponsor.
Yeah. Raid Shadow Legends.
If we get that, I'm going to be very dedicated to that because I love that.
That looks like such a fun game.
Looks like a fun game, but just like a fun ad to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I love when he finally confronts Vanessa and takes off his mask and he has a stapled Hugh Jackman face.
Yeah.
Another pop culture little reference.
A little
there.
Nod to Hugh.
Hugh.
And it's from the Sexiest Man Alive magazine, which I thought was funny.
I actually didn't catch that until.
When he packed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good. It's very smart.
It is.
I like how he threw a lot of Hugh. Speaking of this, I like how he threw a lot of Hugh Jackman references in there.
Yeah.
To probably in the long run mm-hmm. help Hugh Jackman kind of make his decision to finally come back, even though he was still filming during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about.
I mean, I think at that point we all kind of knew this Logan was going to be his last.
Yeah.
So I think it was just like a good window into like, hey man, we want you over here. So like. Just a heads up.
Just a heads up.
Come on over. So cool. You're welcome.
Yeah. I still can't believe it's happening.
I can't either. It's 2 weeks away. By the way, guys, I made I didn't make the executive decision, but I decided I will be watching it first time with my co-host here, Tyler, Friday, 6 p.m. Best seats in the house, by the way.
I think I've clapped in this corner before. That's an echo.
Yeah.
That is loud.
Wow. That bounced off every wall. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of mine are ridiculous, but they're fun to talk about. Hey,
that's a fun movie to talk about.
As he's healing in the house, puts on his, the rubber masturbating shoes, and then walks past Al.
Oh, sorry.
You're not wrong,
and
though.
It feels huge in his hand.
But he walks past Al and farts and says, hashtag drive-by. And that is, dude, like,
that is
the amount of, and I know, like he did a lot of improv in this movie.
Yeah.
That's obviously why there was a huge issue, why we were worried in the beginning of the writer's strike about this movie,
because
he wasn't able to do any improv. But, like, just to give Ryan Reynolds, like, an idea, whatever they ended up writing before he ended up doing that, I don't know if that was necessarily improv or not, but the writers were definitely, like, the real heroes of this entire saga.
Yeah.
I mean, phenomenal. Obviously, Robert, like I said, I almost said Robert. But Ryan Reynolds obviously did do a lot of improv, which was great as well. But
God, I wonder if that was improv or that was.
Yeah, I would like to know. I truly did wish I had like the script.
Hashtag drive-by
is nuts.
How do you even think of that?
It's so funny.
That's so good.
The scrapyard that they show up at to do that in battle scene, it looks very similar to like a half deconstructed helicarrier.
Yeah.
Not identical, like the jets are a little bit off. But it definitely looks like it's a floating aircraft carrier.
Yeah, those things are so big, dude.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but they're massive.
That was crazy. Question. Hmm. Do you think Colossus grows? Like his fingernails and his hair? Or do you think he's more of like a mold?
Probably a mold.
Yeah, so just like that's whatever he is.
I wanted to talk about
So weights don't, he wouldn't get bigger from working out.
No, I think he just
That's just what he is.
Imagine him skinny.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
But I had a question about that, actually. So, he doesn't get, obviously, bruised or things of that sort.
Yeah, he doesn't get cut.
He gets dense.
Yeah, because he's metal.
So, those, tips and tricks videos, you see on Reels or Instagram or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, pour hot boiling water onto a car.
Yep.
And you get a plunger and pull the dent out. Has that ever happened? Is that what he does? Or does it just, he flex and it goes...
Well, I imagine cars are aluminum, much more moldable metal.
Yeah, but it'd just be funny.
But I maybe if he if it's a dent in his arm to submerge it in boiling water for a while, and this kind of like, yeah, maybe like a flex or like try to pinch it out.
Yeah.
I could definitely
imagine
see that.
Imagine like the scene with Deadpool and him and he had a dent in his butt.
two legs.
Two like, legs.
Gosh. That would be so funny.
That's so good.
Oh my God. I hope we get to see Colossus in the next one.
I'm sure we will.
I hope so.
I'm sure he will. He's a great character.
Dude, visually all I can see is Deadpool just both feet on like his thigh. Yeah. Just hold, like a plunger on his ass. Just come on. It'd be so funny.
Well, I know Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Get your breath after that.
Is in the trailer for Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
With her girlfriend. Oh, my God. I want to know her name.
That's not Kimiko.
It starts with a K.
It does.
Is it Kimiko?
Is
it? There's no way. There's no way. We'll pause break here. I want to know.
Yokio.
Yokio. Mm-hmm. There's a K in it.
Yeah.
So good. Bye, Wade. Okay, you're probably looking at some photos. She's probably...
Just say that last name.
Not even gonna...
That's Colossus.
Not even gonna attempt that.
Siberian. If that makes sense.
Put that to the camera.
Serbian. So. Siberian? Siberian Husky? Jesus Christ, Clay. I'm not gonna put my phone up to it. I'll just edit it.
Yeah.
Here, look at that.
That's a crazy last name.
That is. All right. The end credits scene, I thought was just pure gold. Once again, it fits Deadpool really well.
Yeah.
He just roasts all of us that are Marvel fans for staying around after the credits. He's like, what are you doing? Like, get out of here.
Go, go,
the movie's
go, go.
Over. Yeah, go. But then he does end up giving us a teaser for Deadpool 2, saying that Cable's involved.
Yep.
Which I thought was, I mean, one, when that came out, it was super, super exciting.
Yeah.
Because I believe when this movie came out, we were not 100% if there was going to be a second one at that point. Because they wanted to see how well it did in theaters and if it was going to be well received. Mm-hmm. Which, could you imagine speaking with somebody that said, oh, I don't like the Deadpool movies?
I don't think I've ever.
That's a, right into their face. Two on them. Not actually. But.
Pause, no diddy.
Correct. Yeah, this is phenomenal. Yeah. And then the last thing I have for you is, I think a fun sort of information that some people have questions about, and I found an answer that I can understand.
Yeah.
And that is, if Deadpool heals and regenerates body parts, etc., why doesn't his body heal from the marks and wounds of the torture he went through? Why doesn't he go back to looking normal if he heals?
Yeah.
And if we look at it from this point, that canonly, the reason he looks so messed up is because of all of his cancer. His super healing kicked into effect, and so he made it to where the cancer cells couldn't die off, but instead turned it up a notch, and it spread throughout his entire body.
Yep.
Which makes sense because there's enough hair.
Yeah, because if he had Wolverine's powers, they would just...
Just new cells regenerating.
New cells would regenerate.
Yeah.
He would look like his normal self.
Yeah. For some reason, I want to be like, look like Hugh Jackman. And I was like, that's not right.
I was going to say Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I mean, Wade, you're not Wilson wrong there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside of that, though, are you ready for a quick little rating?
I'm ready for a rating. Mine might be...
I'm intrigued by what you have to say about this.
Might be a little high here. Not thinking about it. But it's so good.
That's
it's so refreshing.
And also, I wanted to put this out before I even say the rating. At least for me personally. I did find it, once again, a little bit weird to rate because it's not canon at this moment. It's kind of like the, you know, like Werewolf by Night or that Into the Spider-Verse that we've done where it's like, this was a phenomenal film, but it doesn't do anything into, you know, the sagas that we're into for the MCU. So I'm rating it more of just like pure entertainment and like enjoyability.
I'm curious what yours is going to be.
Yeah. Let's see. Go ahead and give me the countdown.
It'd be crazy if we got the same. I don't think, but we'll see. 3, 2, 1, go.
9-2.
Oh, okay. Whew. I thought I gave it a 9.
Yeah. I think that's valid.
It's
I watched this movie 16 times in theaters.
Yeah, it's a really refreshing movie to watch. Just to know that Marvel has this in the back, and then we have a second one, and possibly could be one of the greatest movies of all time. I'm putting so much fucking expectation.
That was a crazy statement. Best movie of 2023 for sure. Hopefully.
2024.
Definitely. I don't know where that came from.
It's fine.
Time's flying right now.
How is it 2024?
At work, I sometimes write 2022. And my boss is like, how did I get a 2-year-old receipt? And I'm like, nah,
2020 was 4 years ago.
Yeah. We graduated almost a decade ago, by the way.
Shh. That's unreal. But yeah. I think 9's a solid rating. 9.2 is also a solid rating.
I mean, I feel like you guys should definitely know by now. I love the rated R-ness of it.
Yeah.
Both for the vulgarity of it, but also the blood and the brutality of it. Like the fight, even though there wasn't any blood of Angel and Colossus, was amazing to see.
Yeah. I like the scene, like kind of like, no, it's a Deadpool movie when it, going back to the intro scene with the car spinning around, the dude flies into the sign and just...
Or the guy that gets cut in half by the motorcycle chain. It's another
definitely
good one.
Some boys-esque.
Yeah, definitely.
Things happening.
Or when Deadpool loses both of his swords and then Francis loses both of the axes. And then Francis was like, all right, fist then. And then Deadpool's like, sounds like your last Thursday night. I just thought it was so funny, dude.
Yeah, and also like including that type
the
of...
The raunchy humor.
Yeah.
And not humor, so like dry, like, oh, really he's good. Adopted.
But Clay... I have a topic question.
You got a question for me?
Would you like to hear
it? I'd love to.
How long do you think Ryan Reynolds will play Deadpool?
I think that's a really good question because we have to look at Ryan Reynolds.
We can't look at the character.
No.
Because the character can live forever.
Canonly, he does. Yeah. But also, in my lifetime, I don't want to see anybody else play Deadpool other than Ryan Reynolds. So I'd like to say that we'll see him... Throughout the entire, I can't give you an amount of time, but I can say I would like to see him in 3 more films, whether those are solos or ensemble films.
Oh, I think he's going to be in it for a long run.
Yeah,
long
but he's haul. like 50-something. He wants to spend time with his family and his kids.
You might have saw this, but I saw something where the next phase for MCU after Secret Wars, that the X-Men will start. And Deadpool's going to be involved into that.
There's a chance.
So he's got another phase to go with here, which is crazy.
Yep.
But I don't know. I think he'll go for, how old is he?
I think he's in his 50s. 40s or 50s.
He can go till another 10. I think he's going to have a long career, just like Hugh Jackman and Robert Downey. Just a late bloom for him. I think he's in his 40s. I think he's
47.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 10 years, 57, you'd be okay. Hugh Jackman's like 54.
Let's find out. Hugh Jackman, age. 55. Wow.
55.
Stellar. Yeah, I don't know. I would like to see him do at least 3.
Oh, I mean.
I mean.
Yeah,
but
3 or 4.
I don't foresee him. Like, I don't see a 10-year span, personally.
I see maybe an 8.
But also... In 8 years, we could get just 3 movies.
Yeah.
So, because I believe, what was the split? This was 2016, and then what was Deadpool 2, 2019?
Brother, I'm pretty sure... I have a feeling, one, I think Wolverine's going to be back after Deadpool 3.
You think? Oh, I don't agree with that.
I honestly could see Tobey Maguire is confirmed coming back, and I think... I mean, Robert Downey even said he'd be willing to come back.
Okay.
And Hugh Jackman, that trio, and people always wanted them together back in the day.
What are we talking?
Secret Wars.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think he might play a couple more.
Hmm.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because the whole he hung up the claws and then he came back because it was Ryan and it was a rated R. He got to use a comic book suit again. So I feel like this movie is more of just in my opinion, of a bucket list. I hit all, I've officially done everything Wolverine that I wanted to. I'm over it. But he's also only 55.
And the duo's so...
And I feel like their chem is crazy.
Yeah, the duo's going to be really good.
Yeah.
So.
But I will say, I think if he stays Wolverine, I think he stays Wolverine in this universe where he does have that rated R loose canon-esque and not go back to an X-Men...
No.
I don't foresee
that. He's not going to be in the next phase if he even gets to Secret Wars.
Correct.
Dude, that's gonna. I think it'll just end off there.
Dude, every time you say Secret Wars, I don't know why, but my mind immediately goes to Secret Invasion, and I'm like, quit referencing that dog shit show. And then I'm like, no, it's the movie that's coming out in 18 years.
Yeah. I also wanted to. Did you see the commercial for The Bachelorette?
I did, when they're laying on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
just
so good.
It was good. Dude, everything. They've always done it. They've always hit it out of the park for Deadpool. Yeah.
But it's been
phenomenal.
It's been
But I mean, even like the first one, when like the hype got around, there were like other random movies that had like Deadpool themed like DVD covers.
Yeah.
Like Alien or something like that would have a Deadpool themed one. Instead, like the alien itself would have a Deadpool mask or something. Like that. It was so good.
My favorite marketing like commercial for a Marvel film was Ant-Man. I think it was the first Ant-Man where they're doing the little snapping, clapping.
That was a good
Paul
one.
Paul Rudd and what's his name? I forgot his name.
Oh my God.
Take Pym, that character.
Oh my God.
Ants.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That was really good.
But
holy shit, I'm blanking. We got some Marvel news.
Welcome back, folks. Marvel news presented by Tyler and Clay.
Oh, banger. All right, we're going to start it off with something quick and, you know, something nice.
Yeah.
Kevin Feige stated that he had one condition when bringing back Hugh Jackman, and that was that he has to wear the yellow.
Beautiful.
Love that out of him.
Comic accuracy. Yep. Love to see it.
Exactly that.
A trailer for Captain America Brave New World will be running in theaters during Deadpool and Wolverine.
It's great. We're going to see that in 2 weeks.
Very excited. We'll be talking about it more, but I did see the trailer, and you did as well.
I did.
Very excited to talk about it. Oh.
Happy birthday, Harrison Ford.
Yes. Happy birthday, brother.
Trailer for Agatha All Along has officially been released. Little teaser. Was it 212, something like that? 220? 220.
Yeah.
Thoughts on it? Thoughts, comments, concerns?
I think it still is going to be a musical. I saw some scenes that kind of have like a musical-esque to it.
Yeah, me too. A little dance.
Get that in the shows. I mean, the trailer, sorry.
Of course.
But I mean, the first half, I think, in that trailer was super cool to see. Agatha as like a detective, she sees Wanda.
So, sorry.
I wonder if Elizabeth Olsen's gonna possibly make an appearance.
I would love to,
but I don't.
I would love that, but I
think they save that.
Yeah, I just haven't heard anything.
Probably save that. Maybe I don't know if the show's really successful and people actually really like it. It could be a season two.
Could be, absolutely. Kind of further that whole like dark mystic arts thing. It would tie in a lot with Doctor Strange as well.
Yeah, but I see some sort of like goofiness away, something that maybe it could be good.
I think,
but like it's like PGA.
Oh,
it's not
golf. Talking about golfing?
PG comedy, but I mean that's fine.
Yeah,
but if there's a lot,
agreed. I'm hoping that it's not that. Like out of taste, and it was just because it was like a random scene pulled into a trailer that it's just like out of the blue, and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But maybe in that episode, you're like, okay, at least it flows.
Because the first, when I said the first half, the it was very serious tone.
Mm-hmm.
It looked the darkness.
Aubrey Plaza's back, by the way. Love that.
Yeah, she's great. And then knowing that it's Wanda with her black fingertips.
Mm-hmm. And then when she grabs the
tag,
yeah.
And it spells out Wanda Maximoff. Yeah, that's
great.
So cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited.
I was on the fence beforehand because I'm really into this whole like dark mystic arts theme that they got going on. I'm like, I hope it's not a lot of singing. That's my whole thing.
I just hope it's not a
bunch of singing.
Yeah.
Did you hear her song that she did on like it was Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, no.
She summarized the entire MCU in 3 minutes in song.
That's cool.
It honestly,
I like her.
It wasn't terrible.
I like her as Agatha.
Yes,
she's great as Agatha.
Yes,
she's really good in WandaVision.
Agreed. She's a phenomenal actress.
Yeah.
It was a really funny song. Well, I'll have you listen to it after the recording. But I don't know. I'm excited for it, but I'm hit or miss on the singing portion.
Yeah,
but we'll wait and see. We're gonna break it down, so we're gonna have to watch it.
Yeah. Sorry if I butcher your name here, but Marvel has hired Matthew Chauncey.
I'd take it.
What if?
He's from, like, this is what he's worked on.
Oh, okay. So he's worked on What If, Miss Marvel, as a writer for X-Men 97 Season 3.
Yep.
I think that's great. I've heard really good things about X-Men 97.
Agreed. Which is crazy. They're already getting a writer for Season 3 when they haven't even done a Season 2 yet.
Yeah. So
but,
Season 2 is already secured.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I'm probably going to dive into it here soon. Because I'm hearing a lot of good things.
I've yet to hear anything that's like even like slightly negative.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But I also just don't know enough about. We still can,
but when it came out.
I just don't know a lot about X-Men. So like I'm going to have to.
I don't know either, but I mean.
Dip into some lore.
You dive in there.
Dive in.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, season three, pretty cool.
Yeah. Kevin Feige said that had this to say about mutants and the MCU. I wouldn't say when, but we have hinted over the past few years at certain people possessing what one day will be known as the mutant gene. We see it in this film, actually, throughout a lot of people in that unsanitary facility.
Yep.
Some people have it, some people don't.
I think he's just saying that for the next phase. I don't think it's going to be any...
Yeah.
No discussion about that right now. There's already a lot going on.
Yeah, and we're going to learn more about the next phase during Comic-Con.
And it's X-Men. They're literally...
Yeah,
they want to focus it on X-Men, so...
Yeah.
What's the main thing about that? Mutants.
Correct.
So, I'm happy they're kind of getting into that again.
Agreed.
And I'm very excited to see a new X-Men team.
Yep. I am as well, and I think under Kevin's like rule...
Yeah.
I think it'll be easier to follow, and you're not going to have four different timelines to watch.
It's just tough because you have, like, is Wolverine not even going to get, like, is there
yeah,
going to be
tough.
A Wolverine character?
Yeah. Or, I don't know. I honestly don't hate a fucking...
Like geez, a Henry Cavill?
No, I was going to say Harry Potter. Why I can't blank. I'm blanking on his name.
The main character of Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Harry. You're a wizard, Harry.
Yeah,
I'm a wart.
rumor that D23
Daniel Radcliffe. Sorry.
Oh.
That's okay. Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. You okay.
Because he's like yoked now.
I haven't seen him.
He's yoked.
I'll have to see some pictures.
So, yeah. Sorry.
If I would like it. No, you're totally fine. Rumor that D23 will focus more on TV side of things for Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bummer.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kinda into it. I think save Comic-Con for all the big movies, the phases, and then
Comic-Con's in like September, right?
I believe it's August.
August.
Yes.
Oh, it's coming up.
I believe it's like, I think like D23 and Comic-Con are like
pretty close.
Very close.
Okay,
yeah.
then I don't really have too much of a problem.
Yeah.
Started off slow.
Yep.
And with an absolute
just
bang.
Bang!
They're coming out with cast with, I think.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four already has a cast.
No, I mean like bringing them out.
Oh,
for, like, question.
Also. The Avengers for Avengers 5.
5? That'll be crazy. We'll see.
Yeah. And yeah. I think maybe some rumors on Young Avengers.
Yeah. I mean, we know who's in that, but
yeah,
it'd be nice to see them.
We know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of been touching on it for this entire film, but the early screenings of Deadpool and Wolverine have been unbelievably positive. There was a 40-minute screening for people.
It was in
the UK.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was in Japan.
There might have been one in Japan as well. But there, I saw a lot of posts about the people in the UK watching it.
I'm going to throw this theory out because we've already done a Deadpool Wolverine trailer breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, I don't know why and how I didn't even think of this. But it's clue, like, that. Think of, I didn't think of it when they even announced that Wolverine and Hulk are going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You remember on the trailer, and we were talking about Sokovia and the Avengers being there?
Mm-hmm.
Hulk's there. Wolverine and Hulk possibly fighting in Sokovia? Will that be the fight? Mark Ruffalo's Hulk versus...
I'm confused on the...
Remember how the Avengers, Age of Ultron.
They're in Sokovia, yes.
In Sokovia.
Yeah.
Deadpool, supposedly, theory... that he goes to
Sokovia. Oh, okay, that's where I was confused. Okay, I see you.
Is Wolverine tagged along in that journey?
Has to. That could be. Yeah. Okay. I see. Okay. Sorry. I thought you said in the trailer we saw them in Sokovia, and I was like trying to like remember the trailer. Yeah. I mean, I love that.
I think that's probably what's going to happen. And is he going to die? Like, what's going to happen there? I'm very curious.
That's actually so good.
That's has to be it, right?
I don't know.
Or what people are theorizing when they see Sabretooth. Like, people have been talking about this fight all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Wolverine and Hulk is a pretty top-notch
fight.
Main card fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's something nice about him going up against Sabretooth.
It is.
His brother.
Yeah, it is.
Both great, though.
Both great.
Very much like 2 weeks. I believe it's 2 weeks today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks today.
Yeah.
For us.
Speaking of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep.
Has one end credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really don't see it having any sort of...
It's going to be another joke one, just like the other two have been.
But, I mean, he did kind of sprinkle a little something. Could add a little something.
He could.
But you don't.
You never know.
You never
know. You never know. There is a Marvel Animation sneak peek at D23, which will showcase Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man,
Huge.
Eyes of Wakanda, future seasons of What If, and more, X-Men 97, and more.
All very excited for us.
Agreed.
The Neighborhood Spider-Man, that was a really good show back in the
heyday. Back in the heyday.
Eyes of Wakanda, is that new?
Or yeah.
Is that old? Okay. I've never even...
I believe it's animated. That's the first time I've animated.
Even heard of...
Oh, really?
It's coming out, yeah.
Oh.
What If, come on.
I mean, yeah.
Great show already. X-Men 97, positive reviews.
Yep.
They're doing good.
Agreed.
They're doing good, Marvel.
I agree.
Doing really good right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a rumored TV show in development, which will be a Wong solo show. My man. I don't
Loki
know.
Loki deserved.
What's that story going to be like?
I don't know. Could it just be like him going in, like becoming a part of the Mystic Arts and then becoming Sorcerer Supreme?
Maybe
and
it's
then
like
all
a
his...
young...
Like a young Wong?
Origin story type?
Could be.
That would be pretty cool.
It would be. Because we only know him as Wong from... When we were introduced, he's the librarian at Carmitage.
Yeah.
So like... What was he doing before he was part of the Mystic Arts?
Yeah.
Would be kind of fire.
I mean, Wong's a great character. He's
Agreed.
Awesome.
Agreed.
He's Australian, isn't he?
I have no idea.
Or British. He's got a...
I can sense the British.
He's British. Sorry. Not Australian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Was he? And then the last one, which we're going to be diving into a lot here, is the trailer for Captain America Brave New World has been released.
Yeah.
Comments, questions, concerns.
You know, I've been in a teeter totter here.
Oh, okay.
I've watched the trailer, I think, 5 times.
Okay.
First time I watched it, mm-hmm. I was like, eh.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
It might be
special.
Oh.
Okay. So like I'm watching again, I'm like, okay, yeah.
It's growing on
you. It's growing on me. There's not really a lot that's going down, but mm-hmm. there is a lot that's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford looks like he's trying, so could be a great.
That's a great sign. That's a great.
It's a great sign.
I think he's 84, by the way.
We see multiple versions of Sam Wilson's suits.
Yep.
We see the white one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a modified one though. It looks a little bit modified.
Mm-hmm.
And then his
darker.
Oh, deep
like navy.
The one that just came out. Mm-hmm. Reese photo. That one looks unreal.
Yep. That's in our polls, by the way.
Which is funny because it kind of reminds me of like a Winter Soldier type vibe. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Winter Soldier type vibes in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's kind of like that, and then Red Hulk, I mean, I saw him for a millisecond,
mm-hmm.
but slamming the shield down, I mean, it looked really good.
It looked good.
$355 million. It's got to look good.
Correct.
You know.
We also see, I'm blanking on his name, but the guy from Falcon and Winter Soldier. Reese?
His sidekick.
Yeah. I forgot his name. I feel bad. But we see him as well. They're flying together. He also breaks a sound barrier when he's flying. Sam.
That looks
great.
And then we have a huge thing to talk about.
But yes. Before we jump into that.
I wanted you to get to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll end with it and then we can discuss that as well. But I personally, first time I woke up this morning, watched it immediately. Honestly, after my first watch, I was hooked.
Yeah.
They got me good with one of these because we've discussed this. You've actually made a phenomenal clip about it of how we hate where movie trailers are going now and how they've been going for the past 2 decades.
There's not a
where
lot.
Where they release the entire movie or the show, whatever they're making a trailer for. And this gives us almost nothing. It gives us like...
Sprinkles.
Like Harrison
Questions.
Ford. Yeah. Like Thaddeus Ross, like he says some stuff and you're like, ooh, what are we talking about with that? But then it cuts.
Yeah.
And then you just see like 4 or 5 really cool action scenes. One of them being very important, which we're going to discuss. You do get a very small glimpse of, I'm blanking on his name, but the end guy from The Incredible Hulk, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
There's also a teaser of someone that's in the presidential party that used to be a Black Widow and is in the presidential party, which is why there's the whole debacle with Thaddeus Ross becoming the president. There's a mole in your camp. It's very like spy espionage-y, and you guys will see it up on screen, but the poster that's been, thank you, but the poster that was released for Winter Soldier, obviously quite some time ago, But it's a mostly just silver shield, and it just has a very specific font.
Yeah.
This one is the original shield with the Red Hulk grabbing at it, bending the shield, same font. And I don't know if maybe that's a ploy to get us kind of, you know, more excited, but it does feel like this movie's a little bit more spy espionage-y.
Yeah.
That Winter Soldier was.
Leaves a lot of questions.
Which I
love.
And look so much looking forward to. Winter Soldier's a top 5 Marvel film. So if you can even make this a top 8 Marvel film, top 10 Marvel film, you won.
Can I say one thing? Because I do like the spy sort of theme here.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of, I know you literally got mad at me or thought you were going to get mad at me because I thought I was saying Secret Invasion. But we kind of got those similar kind of trailers for Secret Invasion.
You are absolutely right.
So I'm a little hesitant now.
That's valid.
With that type of vibe.
Yeah.
But it's a movie.
Yeah.
So it could be better.
Yep. I agree. I completely agree with what you mean by that because, yes. And that show was a spy espionage sort of vibe. They just couldn't execute it for shit.
Not at all.
So, yeah, you're not wrong by that. And I can understand your hesitation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sucker for Marvel, but, like, they got me.
Yeah.
They got me. We're back. We never left, but we're back.
Now let's get to the little...
We get a brief glimpse in a battle scene. There's a running joke here in the Marvel community.
Watchers podcast especially.
Correct. Ever since 2019 when the Eternals took over the world.
Yeah.
There has been a half-frozen, sticking out of the earth, Celestial, Tiamat. Yeah. 2019 to 2024. What is that? I think it's 8 Marvel movies now we've had.
Yeah.
Maybe even 9 now. No word of it. There is a part in the film, you'll see it up on screen, where they're fighting, and it looks spot on.
It is.
To Tiamat's body.
It's the hand. They're probably fighting for some celestial materials.
That would make sense.
The corrupt I'm happy we're finally somewhat getting an answer.
Holy cow.
Took
5 years.
I mean, we're going to know in February.
Yep.
Of 2025. So
Valentine's Day, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, wow.
I think. That's the 14th, right?
Yeah. I've never had a Valentine.
Maybe my Valentine? Go watch it together?
Yeah, we can fucking do that.
Love that. Be great.
Hell yeah.
Bang.
A little bro date.
Yeah. A little M&M's in your popcorn? Not into that? Okay, let's get some popcorn then.
Well, no, we'll do popcorn with no chocolate. You know, come on.
We just did I know, but it was like a sweet and salty type thing. I've been told to try it, so I'm kind of keen on trying it. So that's kind of why I
went. Some milk duds in that bitch.
You lost me.
Anyway.
Not on that. Anyway.
yeah.
I don't know, man. They got me hook, line, and sinker. I'm so excited.
I'm on guard.
Rightfully so. I think you should be.
Yeah.
I think I'm brainwashed. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, on guard for this movie, Fantastic Four, the only one.
I'm on guard with that. Fantastic Four.
Like I said again, I've said it 1,000 times. I'm so confident that Deadpool and Wolverine.
I bet the house on it. I bet my kidneys on it.
Yeah, I bet my life earnings.
Yeah.
I don't even have those yet.
What are your earnings? Dog water?
I have to work for
those like right a flopper.
It's gonna hit a billion.
I don't know about that.
We should do a little game here for upcoming movies. You want to guess the gross that the movies hit and see if we get some accuracy here?
Well, we could do say a number and you say we can bet on odds lower or under or higher or lower.
Do you want to go
900 mil?
You think it's gonna hit 900?
That's our level. You would say it's hitting a billion, so you'd say higher.
Yeah, I'd say over.
I'd say lower or okay. Under. I'd say under. I don't think I think it'll hit. No.
I think it will.
I hope it does. I do hope it does.
I don't know the gross for Deadpool 2, but I know this one might.
785
for Deadpool 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So same range as Deadpool 1.
Yeah, I don't know what the budget was, but
budget was, for Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2, but I know Deadpool 2 is the number 3 slot. This is number 4, and it was a $3 million difference.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's insane, because that's like chump change.
Yeah.
When you're talking about $700 million.
I have a good feeling it's going to hit.
A billion?
Yeah.
I hope
at least 1.1.
Oh, okay. So you're going to take number one spot then, because Joker doesn't have 1.1.
Yeah.
Joker's like $1.025 billion.
If it doesn't even go over 900, I'll be shocked.
Okay.
I think. Okay. Or
I'll say 900 or lower.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like that. That's a fun little thing.
Okay.
Wow. This is exciting.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be over 900
or under?
Or under?
Let us know down in the comments.
Huh.
This is fun. Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't you look right here, guys? We're on the Instas. We're on the Talks. We're on the Twitters, aka the X.
Sometimes Watchers PC. Facebook.
Sometimes Facebook.
Instagram just likes to just throw our videos in the algorithm on Facebook, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Sometimes they bang. Watchers PC on everything,
know.
Though.
I wouldn't know.
No?
I don't even see them. I just see on Instagram. It's just like.
I mean, you made the account. You had an account.
But it's not even on that
account.
No,
I know.
It's on like.
But you also made a Facebook account.
I did. Yeah, stop with that one. Anyway, sorry, guys. Yeah, socials here.
Click the red rectangle, make it gray by subscribing. Yeah. Hit the thumbs up button while you're at it. Fun little effect. There's some confetti there. Leave down in the comments, over-unders on the 900 mils for Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fun little thing that Gonzo just caught up with on the fly there.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I mean, check out the clips that Tyler's making.
Yeah.
These things are insane. Insane.
Yeah, if you guys watched if you guys are doing a little Marvel marathon,
mm-hmm.
and you need a little breakdown,
mm-hmm.
some thoughts,
mm-hmm.
let's say Captain America Civil War.
Yep.
We got a pod for that.
We do have a pod for that. All the caps, even.
If you're on the Avengers, Infinity War, Endgame, we got a pod for that.
We got a pod for that. So. And the Endgame one, once again, over 300 views.
Yeah,
insane out of you guys. Thank you so much. I literally found out when I hit over 300, Tyler was sitting right here. Yeah. And I literally like jumped and screamed. I was so steezed.
Shout out to our overlay creator, now thumbnail creator, Jay Aspect. You can find him on Instagram.
He also made this t-shirt.
Made that t-shirt.
This
he
is a synergy.
This t-shirt.
Yeah.
He's really helping out the program.
He really is.
I appreciate him.
Yeah. So the thumbnails have always been great.
Yeah.
But there's going to be an extra little added spice to them.
There's going to be some professionalism to them. More experience, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Other than that, guys, we've been the Watchers.
We've been the Watchers.
Peace. And buckies.
Yeah.